What's up, guys? Welcome back to The Entertainer, your all-around spot for all things books, movies, and music. In today's episode, I will be reviewing the movie The Shining, based on the Stephen King book by the same name produced in 1977, the movie being produced in 1980. So let's get into it. The movie opens with a car driving along a narrow pathway, eerie music playing in the background. The car stops and we get a shot of what looks like a hotel, the words interview flashing across the screen. We focus on a man, dressed up in a suit, walking into the hotel. We learn his name is Jack Torrance, and he has an appointment with the presumed owner of the hotel, Mr. Ullman. We transition to a woman and a child sitting at a table, the boy asking his mother if she really wants to go live in the hotel, presumably the son and wife of Jack Torrance. She responds with, "Sure, it'll be lots of fun," the two talking about the new move. Mrs. Torrance then asks how Tony feels about the move. The little boy points his finger out and responds in a wheezy voice, "I don't want to go there, Mrs. Torrance." We flash back to the now titled Overlook Hotel, learning that Jack will be taking care of it over the winter. We also learn that Jack was a former schoolteacher, now pursuing a career in writing. Mr. Ullman explains to Jack that he will essentially be isolated over the winter. Jack says that's exactly what he's looking for because he's starting a new writing project. Before letting Jack go, Mr. Ullman tells him about a tragedy that happened at the hotel. In 1970, the former winter caretaker, Charles Grady, mentally broke down and killed his wife and two daughters with an axe. He stacked their bodies in a room and shot himself in the head with two shotgun bullets. Mr. Ullman warns Jack that he could possibly go crazy. We flash back to the house where the little boy is talking to Tony, asking him, "Do you think Dad is going to get the job?" Tony responding, "He already did. He'll wake Wendy up in a few minutes to tell her." Tony's predictions were right, and Jack proceeds to call Wendy. We learn that Jack's son's name is Danny. We flash back to Danny talking to Tony. Tony refuses to tell him why he doesn't want to go to the hotel, instead showing him an image of pools of blood flowing out of the elevator. The screen goes black and we open to a picture of Danny getting inspected by a doctor. The doctor asks Danny if he remembers what he was doing before brushing his teeth. Danny says he was talking to Tony, telling the doctor that Tony is a little boy who lives in his mouth. His mother says that Tony is his imaginary friend. Wendy and the doctor go into a separate room to talk about Danny. The doctor asks Wendy when Danny started talking to Tony. Wendy tells the doctor a story about a time when Jack came home drunk. Danny had scattered his papers everywhere, and in an attempt to pull him away, he accidentally dislocated Danny's shoulder, causing the Torrances to pull him out of school. Due to this situation, Jack swore off of alcohol. The words "closing day" flash across the screen. We see the Torrances moving into the Overlook. Eerie music sets the tone. While Danny is playing darts in the game room, he turns around to see two twin girls staring at him. Mr. Ullman shows the family the 13-foot-tall hedge maze, suggesting not to go in there unless you had an hour to spend. They proceed to the ballroom, Mr. Ullman making a point that they remove all the alcohol during the winter for insurance reasons, Jack responding, "We don't drink." The Torrances get introduced to Dick Halloran, the hotel chef. Dick calls Danny Doc, a name only his parents call him. While in the pantry, Dick telepathically asks Danny if he wants ice cream. Dick explains to Danny about the Shine. The Shine is a supernatural element that gives a person special abilities. Danny tells Dick that Tony says he's not allowed to talk about the Shine. Dick proceeds to tell Danny how places shine as well, places such as the Overlook Hotel. Dick explains how places that shine can leave things behind, things that only people who shine can see. He says people with shine can see into the future and the past. Danny asks about room 237. Dick tells him there is nothing in the room and he should never go in the room. We flash forward to a month later. Jack is eating breakfast with Wendy and tells her how he feels he's been to the hotel before. We then flash forward to Tuesday. Jack yells at Wendy for interrupting him and tells her not to come into the room when he's writing. We flash forward to Thursday. Nothing important really happens, and we flash forward to Saturday. Due to a snowstorm, all the cell phone lines are down. While riding his tricycle down the halls, Danny encounters the two girls he saw the first day he came to the hotel. The two girls chant, "Come play with us forever and ever." While this is happening, Danny keeps seeing flashes of their dead bodies, the two girls, presumably the murdered Grady twins. We flash forward to Monday. Danny has a conversation with Jack and asks if he would ever hurt him or Wendy. We then flash forward to Wednesday. While playing with his toys, a tennis ball rolls towards Danny, and he finds room 237 open with a key sticking out the lock. Wendy hears Jack screaming in his office after he has a nightmare of him killing Wendy and Jack. Danny walks in with a bruise on his neck, Wendy suspecting it was Jack. Jack walks into the bar, where a bartender named Lloyd offers him a drink, Jack seemingly knowing who he is. Wendy runs into the bar, telling Jack there's someone else in the hotel, a woman who tried to strangle Danny. We flash to Dick, who gets a shine of the Torrance family in their current state. Jack goes to investigate the situation and finds a young woman in the bathtub, slowly walking toward him. In an instant, the young woman turns into an old corpse. While this is happening, Danny is drooling and shaking in bed. Jack lies and tells Wendy he didn't see anything. He suggests Danny might have strangled himself. Wendy suggests leaving the hotel, an idea Jack's not too keen on. Jack hears music coming from the ballroom. When he enters it, it's packed with people. Jack runs into Delbert Grady, who, through conversation, tells him he is, and always was, the caretaker, referring to Jack. Delbert tells Jack that Danny and Dick are talking to each other and convinces him that Danny is using the shine against him. Delbert manipulates Jack into killing his family. Danny starts chanting Red Drum and Tony takes over his body. Jack disconnects the radios, leaving the Torrances with no form of communication with the outside world. Dick catches a flight to go check on the Torrances. Wendy goes to look for Jack in his office. She finds his typewriter writing by itself. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Jack walks in on Wendy and starts taunting her. After a threat to kill her, Wendy knocks Jack out with a baseball bat, drags him into the pantry, and locks him there. Jack tries to persuade Wendy into unlocking him from the pantry. After a while, Delbert Grady shows up, unlocking him from the pantry. Meanwhile, Danny writes Red Drum and red lipstick on the door, backward spelling murder. Jack finds Wendy and Danny axing his way through the door. Wendy and Danny try escaping to the bathroom window. Danny escapes, but Wendy is left behind. Dick makes it into the hotel, but Jack finds him and stabs him in the chest, causing Danny to scream. Jack finds Danny and starts chasing him. Danny runs Jack into the hedge, the two starting a chase off. Back at the hotel, Wendy finds Dick dead on the floor. Danny realizes Jack can see his footprints in the snow, so he covers them up and hides. Danny successfully hides, and Jack walks right past him. Danny gets reunited with his mom, and they both drive away in Dick's truck. Jack gives up his search and freezes to death in the snow. In the last shot of the movie, we zoom in on a picture dated July 4th, 1921, with Jack front and center. I hope you all enjoyed this recap of The Shining movie. Of course, a lot of points in the movie I took out, so I wouldn't spoil the entire thing. If you would like to see this movie, I know it's on HBO Max. I don't know any other streaming services it's on, but it is really a really good movie. It has a sequel called Dr. Sleep, which I will be reviewing on the podcast. I'll also be reviewing the book The Shining and the book Dr. Sleep as well. And I'm coming out with a bunch of new content, so you guys can just wait for that. And I'll see you guys next time. Peace.